Ang antas ng walang trabaho sa Australia ay nagpapatuloy sa 5.7% nitong pangsiyam na sunod-sunod na taon ayon sa datos ng Australian Bureau of Statistics noong Pebrero ng taong ito. Ito ay sumusuporta sa mga naghahanap ng trabaho. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Amy Chen Yu Wang.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Maaari nang makakuha ng impormasyon ang mga naghahanap ng trabaho sa Social Security System ng Australia kapag humaharap sa kahirapan ng pananalapi. Ito ay galing sa New Start Allowance, ang pangunahing benepisyo sa walang trabaho na maaaring matanggap ng mga taong nasa edad na pwedeng magtrabaho. Ipinaliwanag ito ni Owen Bennett, Pangulo ng Australian Unemployed Workers Union.
You have to prove that you're looking for full-time work and you have to attend appointments with your job agency, usually monthly appointments and other mutual obligation requirements.
Ang mga humahanap ng trabaho ay inilalagay sa apat na grupo ng tulong base sa kanilang abilidad na makahanap ng trabaho. Halimbawa, ang unang grupo ay kung ang naghahanap ng trabaho ay handa nang magtrabaho, samantalang ang nasa grupong apat ay itinuturing na may malaking problema sa trabaho. Ang nagsosolong tao na walang anak ay maaaring makatanggap ng hanggang $528.70 bawat kalahating buwan sa ilalim ng New Start. Ang mag-asawang walang trabaho naman ay tatanggap ng $477.40 bawat kalahating buwan. Ang mga halagang ito ay babaguhin taon-taon simula sa 20 ng Marso hanggang 20 ng Setyembre.
Once you have submitted your claim for New Start, the waiting period can be anywhere between 2 weeks to 2 months. It really depends on Centrelink.
Maaari ding tumanggap ng sweldong hanggang $104 bawat kalahating buwan bago magbayad ng buwis at tatanggap pa din ng tulong sa New Start. Ang inyong bayad ay babawasan ng 50 cents bawat dolyar kung ang inyong sweldo ay aabot sa pagitan ng $104 at $254 bawat kalahating buwan. Ang antas ng bawas ay $75.60 sa bawat halagang lalampas sa $254.
You can be working and also be on Newstart. There's a lot of people who are underemployed and working one shift a week who are also receiving Newstart, but they're getting what's called a partial payment. If you earn a certain amount a week, then money gets taken out. So you'll get a reduced rate of Newstart, but you'll still be entitled to a Newstart payment.
Ang mga residente ng Australia na tumira sa bansa ng 2 taon ay maaaring tumanggap ng pera mula sa Newstart. Ang mga dumating bilang bahagi ng refugee or humanitarian program ay maaaring hindi isama sa paghihintay ng 104 na linggo. Ang mga tumatanggap ng tulong ay kailangang pumasa sa pagsusuri sa kita at ari-arian at sa mga kailangan sa mutual obligation.
Work for the dole is one of those mutual obligation requirements that you're required to attend. You can also satisfy those mutual obligation requirements through other means such as voluntary work or part-time study or literacy and numeracy courses. So work for the dole is just one of the many different ways you can satisfy your mutual obligation requirements of receiving Newstart.
Ang mga tumatanggap ay kailangang sumama sa aprobadong gawain o Work for the Dole program ng 6 na buwan upang makatanggap ng bayad sa ilalim ng mutual obligation requirements. Ang Work for the Dole naman ay idinisenyo para sa may galing na naghahanap ng trabaho, magbigay ng karanasan sa trabaho at bigyan ng pagkakataong makaambag sa komunidad. Kailangan ding makipag-ayos at sundan ng isang plano ng trabaho sa kanilang pinapasukan.
It's meant to be a negotiation between you and your job agent just to make it very clear what you're required to do and you're meant to sign that job plan. It's meant to be signed and agreed upon by the second appointment. So how it works is when you have your first appointment with your job agency, that would be the first time you negotiate your job plan and they would say this is what we propose to be your job plan and then as an unemployed worker, someone who's on Newstart, you then look over that job plan and you decide whether you think that's acceptable or not.
Inirekomenda ni Owen Bennett na gumawa ng kanilang homework ang mga naghahanap ng trabaho upang malaman ang kanilang mga karapatan bago tapusin ang mutual obligation requirements o job plan.
As an unemployed person, you have the right to take that job plan home. You have the right to look it over, and then it's at your second appointment you're required to agree to it. And on that job plan, you can make notes on that job plan, crossing things out and putting what you think is fair on the job plan, and that's part of the negotiation.
Kung hindi matutupad ang mutual obligation requirements o hindi darating sa takdang pagkikita sa nagpasok sa trabaho, ito ay maaaring magkaroon ng masamang kalalabasan.
There's a suspension of your new start. That's the lowest level of penalty, which means your new start will be suspended. Once you re-engage with your job agency, then you get full back pay. You're back on the payment again. There are other penalties, which are much more serious penalties, which are called financial penalties, and that's when you lose money. You get money deducted from your new start. The financial penalty usually starts as a suspension penalty, and then it would get escalated to a financial penalty if the unemployed person doesn't provide what's called a reasonable excuse for whatever compliance issue it was.
Kasama sa iba pang uri ng benepisyo sa kawalan ng trabaho ay ang youth allowance para sa mga full-time job seekers na nasa pagitan ng edad na 16 at 21 taon, at ang disability support pension sa mga taong nasa pagitan ng 16 na taon at edad na hindi na makakapagtrabaho dahil sa kapansanan, talino o kondisyong pisikal. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa suporta ng kita, magtungo sa Department of Human Services website na www.humanservices.gov.au o tumawag sa telepono 131-022.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.